This is JIS News. Coming up, government to help private sector increase investment. SLB receives adequate funding for 2014-2015 academic year and Education Ministry seeking funding to upgrade science labs. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6th and Tuesday, October 7th at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfee.com or 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
Now the news. The government has signed a $50 million Memorandum of Understanding with the World Bank to fund an initiative geared at increasing private sector investment in the Jamaican economy. The initiative, dubbed the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth Project, will be implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, over 6 years, from August 2014 to June 2020. The loan agreement was signed by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, and Senior Private Sector Development Specialist with the World Bank, Thomas Vies, Wednesday. Dr. Phillips says the project will enhance competition in the business environment by facilitating strategic private investments and supporting small and medium enterprises, SMEs.
Some $1.8 billion will be available, Jamaican dollars, in line of credit extended to small and medium enterprise sector. But it goes beyond that. There is another $700+ million to provide capacity building efforts for these businesses.
The initiative will also provide resources for private businesses to undertake pre-feasibility studies in relation to strategic investment projects to be implemented. The government has obtained additional funds that will enable the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, to meet its loan demands, totaling just over $4.5 billion for the new academic year. The initial shortfall of $1 billion is being provided by a revolving loan of $500 million from another government agency, plus the full remittance of the increased education tax proceeds to the SLB in December. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites made the disclosure earlier this week while addressing a forum on financing tertiary education at the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus. In light of the availability of funds, Minister Thwaites indicated that the SLB was extending its application intake period, which means students are still able to apply. Additionally, the education minister says the SLB is expanding its Parent Plus salary deduction-based loan by extending the repayment period to 60 months at 9% interest rate on the reducing balance. And the Ministry of Education is seeking funding to assist the upgrading of science laboratories and the provision of microscience kits for primary and secondary schools across the island. This move is in keeping with plans to fully and formally integrate science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and innovation, STEMI, into all aspects of the education system. It also forms part of the government's strategic response to the need for more highly qualified technology graduates for the job market.
We're now seeking funding and have good prospect of receiving funding of several hundred million dollars because our aim is to provide all primary schools with science kits and also to ensure that by 2017, every high school in Jamaica has at least one well-equipped and serviceable science laboratory.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He was addressing the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the University of the West Indies, MONA, and Biotech R&D Institute earlier this week. And a major beautification project involving four government agencies and the Hanover Parish Council is to get underway in Lucy, Hanover. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil, says the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, will be underwriting the project, which includes the resurfacing of roadways, constructing and repairing drains and sidewalks, landscaping and general beautification.
When you consider that possibly in excess of 200,000 visitors pass through here, as well as the people who live in the town, it really was unacceptable. So I spoke to the member of parliament, spoke to the mayor, and we determined that we were going to come and take a look at it because it cannot remain in the way it is.
The project is being undertaken by the parish council in collaboration with a tourism product development company, National Works Agency, National Solid Waste Management Authority, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. It is expected to be completed before the start of the winter tourist season on December 15. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.